Good afternoon. This is Marco with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 25th. The grains closed higher today with March corn up 11 cents at 511.5, March wheat up 14 cents at 648.5, March beans up 31¾ cents at 1343.5. Well, we rallied right out of the gate and really never looked back. We're going to close the corn about 4 off the highs. Wheat about 3 off the highs, beans about 9 off the highs, but still a pretty strong day out here. You know, really, frankly, a total surprise from what happened on Friday. I don't think the charts could have looked a whole lot worse. I suppose if corn had closed under $5 and beans had closed under 13, you would have thought it was a slam dunk that we'd be lower. We didn't do that, so maybe the funds decided that they're looking to buy a break, and that was the break, and this is what they bought. Export inspections were very strong, but we really rallied first on its own long before the exports were announced. Corn was 1.3, beans 1.99, wheat 524. So all good numbers there. I really can't come up with a reason why we rallied so much back. Maybe the funds aren't as long in the beans as people thought they were, which I think is true. But I just see, you know, better rains in Brazil, record crops in Brazil. You know, maybe it's the trucking strike. Maybe it's the strikes in the ports in Argentina. I don't know. But something spooked the market and we rallied back. Now, I wouldn't say this was a very convincing rally. Just the up day in the corn, up day in the beans. Nothing really stands out technically out here. But certainly a rejection of yesterday's sell-off. You know, are we going to be up today and down tomorrow? Who knows out here? Like I said, I just didn't see any reason for the rally here today. We've got the problem in China with the African swine flu hitting the herd. They're calling back on hogs there. So, you know, I'm just not sure where the big demand is going to come from. And with bigger South American crops, you know, I think carryouts are going to wind up getting bigger when it's all said and done. Maybe we got to get through the February supply and demand report. But after that, then you're going to look forward to the intentions report, and the intentions are going to be huge. Corn could be up 3-4 million acres, beans could be up 7-8 million acres. And when you plug in the math with good crops, you know, we're right back in the soup again. So, you know, I think, like I have been thinking, that you just got to own puts underneath it. Protect the downside. If you sell some grain, look to buy back some call options. That's really about it. You know, I don't see anything spectacular out here. I don't see anything wrong with selling today 11/38 November beans and 4/35 December corn. But just make sure you re-own it in case we have something happen here this summer with some kind of call option. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.